I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I know it's 6 a.m., but I have to bring us some really devastating news for the entertainment buzz. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have split officially.
Oh, wait
okay,
a second.
Wait, let's all take a second. Let's take a second.
Moment of silence.
I'm also going to face.
I said silence.
Okay.
There's literally been no silence.
Zero. No silence. We're not good at that.
Okay. I am actually shocked by this.
No.
Yes, I am.
Confirmed, I am also shocked.
When you look at, like, their relationship and their history, the fact they have a daughter together, like, I think it's easy to say, oh, saw this coming because of the whole, like, space thing that happened recently, and I feel like her cringe factor is very high, so of course that would relate into her relationship and her husband would feel the same way, but she and Orlando have had a beautiful relationship for over a decade.
I guess I'm not shocked by it only because the rumors have been so hot the last couple of weeks. And of course, you never know what's real and what's not, but there have been so many of them that have planted the seed that you coming in this morning isn't shocking to me that they're breaking up.
I was shocked when the original news came out.
Yeah.
I think Katy Perry kissed the ground when she left the relationship.
I'm telling you, man, if he was like waning, like, oh, am I into this? Am I not? How she acted during that flight and got back, the ick factor was so high for him. He's like, this is it. This is the sign from God I've been looking for.
I wonder if it played any part in it.
I'm sure it might have. I also wonder, too, like, obviously, she became like the laughingstock of America, right? And she was just getting railed online, which I'm sure wasn't easy for her. So you would need a partner that's going to be able to like be by your side and lift you up and support you in, you know, in what would be like a valley for you, whether it's a career valley or a personal valley. So maybe when all that happened, he wasn't very supportive and he wasn't there for her. And it was her decision to be like, hey, listen, I got to bounce on you because you didn't support me enough during this.
Yeah. I mean, we could speculate on the whole thing, you know, but to humanize it a little bit, it is two people getting divorced that do have a child together. Yeah. And as a guy that's gone through it, I know how sucky it is. So it sucks for them for sure.
Know. This is really sad. And I really like them as a celebrity couple. I mean, they've been together since 2016. I really thought they were going to go the distance, but 9 years for a Hollywood couple. Pretty significant amount of time.
Yeah, it's like in dog years.
Yeah. It's like in dog years.
27 years they were married.
They had an entire lifetime together. But a new unlikely couple that may be coming soon is based off of Offset's new secret celebrity crush. So he recently did an interview with Complex called Interview with a Magician, where he does an interview, like it says, with a magician. And the magician has to guess who his celebrity crush is after asking him a series of questions. And to everyone's surprise, not only did the magician guess correctly, but a lot of people, I think, were a little thrown off as to who his celebrity crush was.
Does she know you have a crush on her?
Nah.
Nah, you've never put it out there?
Nah.
You don't want to call her out right now?
You said don't say it.
Wait. Is it artist?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not an actor?
It's not an actor.
What's your favorite song by her?
You put me on the spot.
Oh, you don't know her songs?
I know her songs, but I just feel like artistically, like she got it all together.
Okay. What do you like about her?
I like her voice.
So she doesn't know.
I like how she does her stage sets.
So I wrote this earlier.
Can we look at it? Can we read it?
Yeah. You didn't tell anybody, right?
No, I didn't tell anybody. This is cap. There's no way. Man, this cap. I ain't never said this before. Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter is your type?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Could you picture them two together? You go from Cardi B to Sabrina Carpenter.
But does your crush have to be your type? Because like a crush.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Really? I don't feel like your crush has to be your type per se, because it's a crush.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. I don't think that's his real crush, though. But
no?
I think it's cute. No, his real crush is in the castle with Stephon Diggs.
He still has a crush on Cardi B.
No, that's his soulmate.
That's both.
Maybe he's like, I know this is going to get a headline, so I'm going to say Sabrina Carpenter.
Because
if you don't even know Espresso, everybody knows Espresso. It was on every single radio station throughout the country
last year.
But
I think maybe he's enticed by the sexual nature that she is now producing in her marketing, that might be what he's talking
about. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. It's all adding up now. All right, Bachelor in Paradise's Jesse Palmer has a shocking confession about how the senior contestants are handling being on the show. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Speaking of highly entertaining train wreck TV, Jesse Palmer is speaking about the newest season of Bachelor in Paradise. Is this going to be the season that saves the Bachelor franchise? Because right now, the only thing going under more than that poop cruise is the Bachelor franchise.
I feel like the Bachelor franchise is going away because of shows like Love Island that are even more dramatic now. And really, truly less about, like, really finding the love of your life. And it's really just becoming more dramatic. It's a different level now.
Well, I think the Bachelor franchise has just gotten a little bit stagnant. Like, it's the same thing every season. And unless the leads or the cast members do something shocking or just entertaining for you to follow, then it's just kind of like, man, like, will they end up? Okay, no, they're going to break up 3 months after their People magazine expose. And it's just kind of the same thing, rinse, wash, repeat. So Bachelor in Paradise is the closest thing that the Bachelor franchise has to a Love Island or something with the kind of drama that Love is Blind has. And this year they've shaken things up a little bit because it's not just young hotties on the island. Now it's also the seniors from the Golden Bachelor franchise. So it's like the 30-year-olds who are quote unquote looking for love, aka looking for Instagram followers. And then also the senior citizens that have been involved in the Golden Bachelor franchise.
I'm here for this.
So are the producers hoping like a 30-year-old falls in love with a 60-year-old?
Of course they're they're hoping for that. Are you kidding?
All right.
So Jesse Palmer, who is the host of the franchise, has come out and talked about what that new dynamic is going to be like. Because a lot of people are like, oh, dear God, is it going to be like Gary hooking up with, you know, so-and-so Jessica from last season?
Do you think they got inspo from Bill Belichick? Like, it happens in real life. Why can't it happen on Bachelor in Paradise?
Maybe.
It sounds intriguing enough to give a try.
So here's what Jesse Palmer is saying about the newest season of Bachelor in Paradise. Jesse Palmer said that the older cast injected the most energy into the show, more than expected, and quote unquote went so hard from day one. There were extra wild nights, poolside parties that went on late, with quote makeout sessions in the pool and body shots, all led by the Golden Group. But of course, there was some debauchery, but there was also some wholesome moments as well. He says there was some generational mentoring. So He said the producers really encouraged the younger cast to lean on the Golden contestants for perspective and relationships on life. And he said this was really great because, of course, like the older generation isn't coming on to get influencer status or brand deals for teeth whitener. So it's just a little bit more of a different dynamic. So I'm honestly really intrigued by this and very excited to see how this is going to play out, because I think we need some more reality TV that's just fun, lighthearted, and mindless. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this is what they're going to give us. Okay, speaking of something that might not be quite as mindless, something that might make you think about your life and your perspective and your childhood a little bit more, one of the stars from my childhood TV show, this was the Bluey of my day, Steve from Blue's Clues, is launching a podcast, but he's launching a podcast for adults. Now, I wish Cassie was here to talk about this, because she's seen him on Instagram, and he kind of has like these moments where he'll just kind of sit with you. He'll just put a camera in front of his face, and he'll be in like a field, and I'll be like, I just want to hear about your day. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like ASMR, but for your soul. You're like sitting there, and you're like, oh my God, this man is listening to me.
Meanwhile, it does come off like he really cares.
Come off like he really cares. And so here is what he says his podcast is going to be like for his new adult listeners who grew up with him.
It's basically a societal requirement at this point that everyone has a podcast. Why don't we have one? You and I. It could basically be what we've always done. You and I have always been about this deep and curious investigation of our world in search of these little bits of information that lead to greater understanding. Sounds like a podcast to me. I mean, it used to be about shapes and colors and letters and numbers and vegetables and stuff, but now it could really be about everything that makes it so weird and wonderful to be alive. I'm excited. I am. I'm excited.
That's great.
It's going to be so good.
Cool. That's great.
Kristen, can you imagine in 20 years if the voice of Bluey has a podcast? He's like, Mommy, Bingo, and I used to be there for you all the time, and now we have a podcast.
Okay, we need to work on your Australian accent. But I would 1,000% be there for it.
All right, celebrity chef Ann Burrell's cause of death is currently being investigated, and authorities believe they have a lead on how she passed. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to give a content warning for some sensitive subjects that are going to come up, because we're talking about celebrity chef Ann Burrell, who recently passed away. She was found unresponsive in the shower of her Brooklyn home about 10 days ago.
She was young.
She was 55 years old. We hadn't had any prior knowledge of any health issues, so I think this just really blindsided a lot of people, because she also has a new season of a show on Food Network coming out that will air, even though she has passed. Like, that is how out of nowhere this is coming. So her husband had found her. He discovered her early that morning and called 911. And now, of course, her cause of death is being investigated. So, of course, the toxicology report has not come out, but what they found in the investigation was pretty serious. They had found dozens of pills scattered nearby, which is leading to them to believe that this could be a possible drug overdose. Obviously, unconfirmed, toxicology report still hasn't come out. Remember, when we were talking about, Gene Hackman and his wife, it was kind of a similar situation where the wife was found in the bathroom. Pills were scattered everywhere. So it really could have been something where she was holding the pills or whatever, and then they just happened to scatter. But as of right now, we don't have any confirmed answers. But this is the update on what is going on with that investigation and her really tragic passing. It's awful. On a much lighter note, Jeff Bezos and his fiance, Lauren Sanchez, they have landed in Venice alongside a bunch of other A-listers.
Okay, can we please, please, please talk about the invitation? Because I went down a wormhole yesterday. This is a billionaire, right? A billionaire getting married. And that invitation is a POS.
What did it look like?
All right, Let me look it up.
Dude, it looks like somebody took word art and like just threw like a gondola on, like a gondola on there and some feathers. It is. So I think they're. This is my conspiracy theory. Do you want to hear my Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez invitation conspiracy theory?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you know how Venice was cracking down on Bezos and his fiance and about how, like, you're draining our resources and we don't want this wedding and get out of here, blah, 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 whatever. And then it gets leaked that they're donating all this money, or they're not donating. They're asking their guests in lieu of gifts, please donate to these causes in Venice, right? Well, they have that on the invitation. So the invitation, quote unquote, gets leaked to prove that that wasn't them responding to the backlash, that they had already asked for this when they sent the invitation out months ago, and that they were always planning on giving back to the Venice community, and that that was just not their knee-jerk, oh, we're getting some backlash, let's go ahead and just say, hey, we'll do this instead. No, they're like, no, we already asked our guest months ago to do this. So the invitation gets leaked. I feel like somebody literally whipped that puppy up and posted it online to make it look like they were looking out for Venice for the long game. But in actuality, they did not, because that invitation is so bad.
It's so bad. Like, this is
it's horrible.
It's right.
It's really bad.
It's Canva cover art.
Yeah, it's a seventh grader could put this together.
It's not even Canva worthy. It's literally like Microsoft Word art.
Yeah, Canva would do better,
right?
Honestly, yeah. I should have put more respect on Canva's name. But if you if you've ever been invited to any wedding that's like six figures or upwards, you know, anytime you get sent an invitation, there's something called an invitation suite, and there's like a ribbon around it, and there's like 14 different envelopes and little cards where you have to submit whether you want chicken or salmon.
You open the box and butterflies fly out of it.
Yes, this is their like their last minute PR move that I'm sure Jeff Bezos's interns came up with.
It's so bad.
But despite the random invitation, there is a long list of people that have showed up that are all A-listers.
Before you go into that, and it's so funny how I'm more interested in this wedding than I was the royal wedding. oh my God. Do you know what the estimated cost is for this wedding?
$2 million.
$2 million, you say. Mo?
$5 million.
$5 million for their wedding. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. What do you got?
$5 million, $1.
I would like to retract my statement, because I believe Kim Kardashian's wedding was $10 million. And I have a hard time believing it's going to be any less money than Kim Kardashian's wedding.
Okay.
I'm going to go $50
million. $50
million. He's a billionaire.
True. No, I get it.
True.
You're going to stay with your original?
$5 million,
$1. Okay. Estimated between $46.5 million to $55.6 million.
Look who was right in the middle, baby!
That's insane.
But I want to know the breakdown. Like, what are they spending it on?
It ain't that invitation.
Let's see. No, right. That's the invitation.
That's the invitation.
Yeah, right. The event will feature multiple venues, including. Oh, take that down. We're not done yet. The Aman Venice and the Gritty Palace Hotels, as well as the Teatro Verde, blah, 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 blah. Wedding will include expenses for private jets, water taxis, entertainment, food, and other luxurious details.
So they're flying all their guests in. They are putting all their guests up. I'm assuming if you're a guest at this wedding, you're not coming out of pocket for anything.
Yeah, okay. So who are we looking at? Or were you going to save that for the next one? So,
we can keep talking about it, or we can wait to the next one. If you want to hear about Jeff Bezos's A-lister guest list, it's coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buzz on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's a tale as old as time. A billionaire meets a woman with an obscene amount of plastic surgery. They fall in love and they get married in Venice. That is what is going on with Jeff Bezos.
A tale as old as time.
It's a new Disney film coming out. It's going to be a Pixar film called Eat the Rich. So Jeff Bezos is getting married to Lauren Sanchez this weekend in Venice, Italy. And there was a bit of an uproar, but they smoothed that over with their Canva invitation saying that to atone for our sins of using Venice's resources to the people, we are going to have all of our rich A-lister friends donate to different causes throughout Venice.
You know, based on what I told you guys earlier, that this wedding has been estimated for $50 million. Think of all that money that they're putting into the Venice economy. So all the Venetians were so upset at first, but all that money is being spent in Italy.
Oh,
in
I know. Venice is such a tourist-based city that it's kind of like, are you mad that 200 people are coming this
right.
weekend?
What's the problem?
I see other commentary, too, talking about, you know, as far as how this is affecting the environment. Any guesses how many private jets are expected in Venice?
Oh God. There it is.
Because somebody was like, I'm so glad that I recycled my aluminum cans while there are 96 private jets landing right? in Venice.
And didn't we read earlier that he's picking up the cost of all of those?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Is he also picking up the carbon emissions?
96. Yeah, 96. There's not enough air purifiers on Amazon to handle that ozone.
So who would have guessed that just had to like fly first class?
I
just had to fly a commercial because, right? I would feel away.
I'm begging them to get in a Delta One seat because that is an enjoyable experience
for sure.
that I've seen on YouTube. So, you need to get in those Delta. It is so much commercial flying is safer than private, but they just want to be snobby on their way to Venice.
Of course.
Who's going to be there?
Yeah, who's on the jet? So here is the A-list list. Okay, so the confirmed arrivals. These are the people that have arrived in Venice and have been spotted by the paparazzi. Designer Diane Von Furstenberg, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner, Corey Gamble, who is Kris Jenner's partner. We can expect to see Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Eva Longoria, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey, Karlie Kloss, and Joshua Kushner. Eva Longoria's husband, Gayle King, Bill Gates, Queen Rania of Jordan, Barbara Streisand, Beyonce, and Jay-Z were invited. Mick Jagger, Camila Marone, Brooks Nader, Orlando Bloom without Katy Perry. And Lady Gaga and Elton John are rumored to perform. Mm. So, I mean, it is the A-list event to end all A-list events.
I would really love to see what the spend is on security also.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm sure that's...
It's got to be through the roof.
A couple million.
You have all these famous people in one place. I mean, it's going to be like the Met Gala or any other big star-studded event. So, shout out to Venice. I hope all those A-listers flying in on their private jet don't sink the island before I get the chance to see it. I forgot to write this. Oh, wait, no, here we go. Sorry. I put it in the wrong part on my list. So there's...
I love how you sing a song out of panic.
I know, right?
Sing right about it.
Anytime I get nervous, I'm like, I don't know. I was like, did I not write this part of my script down? I don't know what happened.
It's failing the musical.
I'm like, oh, no, I screwed up. I feel like I'm doing like a tap dance to distract.
Don't mind the fire behind me.
Speaking of situations that could have gone really, really badly, Sunny Hostin of The View, she almost died on the set of The View because she got fed something that she is severely, severely allergic to because there are fires happening all around me. I'm just going to play you the audio where she can explain what happened.
We had our former co-host, Debbie Matenopoulos, come and she has this wonderful food, Greek food, and I have a terrible allergy to walnuts. And as I'm eating the food, Alyssa asks,
are those walnuts
in here? And she says, yes. Yes. So I panic immediately. And I write a death note to Alyssa, which basically says, I am allergic to walnuts. And she responds, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking at Brian like, and he's like, is everything okay?
No, it's not.
But what was great was our Disney nurses, man, they are like superheroes. They came in. Nurse Jan came in with a cape. She had an EpiPen. She was testing me. I had Benadryl.
Are there hives?
So I can't think of anything more painful to watch than me trying to figure out where my script is or Sunny Hostin passing away on The View. Yes. For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No